everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight filling in for Mike Murtha, who is off having some fun somewhere. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks. Tonight I have Ethan here helping me, and our guest tonight is Chad Costner. So sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Folks, to welcome here to Trigger Happy Memories. It's been a while since we've been back in the studio. We had a couple of months off. I think both November and December fell real close to Christmas or New Year's or whatever, and with everything else going on. But it's good to be back in here, and hope everybody's staying safe and healthy with everything that's going on. Got Ethan here helping me tonight. How are you doing, Ethan?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. We've had a few things that we've been able to do lately. It's been pretty slow with the music scene, but you and I played, what was it, New Year's Eve afternoon?
Up at the Buckhorn over just north of, or west of Cumberland there on Staples Lake.
Yep, with Doug Effort's band there.
Foxfire, yep.
Foxfire, that was fun. And I think you and I played with Darlene once over there in over in Foley, Minnesota.
Yep.
I was surprised Minnesota's back open where they're going to start, I think, letting 50% in or something, whatever. And this Sunday, I got to run over and help Darlene out. So there's a few things coming up. The phones started ringing a little bit, but hopefully things will get better here with all the vaccines and everything, and some of the music can get going again. So, we want to say hi to our guest tonight, Chad Costner. How you doing, Chad?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Boy, thanks for coming out and helping us out on a live Thursday night here. So
excited to be here.
It's great. So we always ask everybody in the music scene, how did you get started in with your music stuff?
Well, I started when I was in high school, or right after high school, I started playing, and then fiddled around a little bit, I would say, for the next 15 or 20 years until I moved up here for the most part, and then met a bunch of people that played music, and here I am. I've been playing about 10 years pretty solidly now.
And you write a lot of your own stuff?
Yes, most of my stuff is original.
Okay.
Maybe a third of the stuff I play at my shows is actually covers.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about a lot more of that stuff, but why don't you sing us a song here, Chad? What would you like to start with?
Well, I think we'll start with what is the first song off my album called Demons, which is kind of a bank robbery, Bonnie and Clyde gone bad type of a situation. And as I was telling these guys earlier, I intended this to be a happy song, but you really don't write a song in a minor key and expect it to come out happy. It didn't.
So. Okay, well, we'll give her a shot here.
Behind your little house downtown, smell stale perfume in the bank when me and you was made a last mistake. Saw the flashing of the gun, watched you as you run, say maybe meet again someday. As the demons resting in my head, and I've got no one left to take them while I lie awake in jail. And your memory is riding all my dreams so much that I can't even live them out.
Job, Chad.
Thank you. I've been struggling. I had COVID about a month and a half ago, and I still haven't gotten my voice back. Hopefully, it comes back.
It takes a while.
Oh, some days it's really bad. But
I got sick back in November, and it was about 3 weeks before my voice felt normal again.
So I have to ask you two: how did you guys, two guys, hook up?
We met because of Evan Middlesworth. We did a little session down at
Pine Hollow Studio south of Eau Claire there. It was a Wednesday night, just a weeknight like this, and Evan, the owner of that studio, kind of rounds up some local musicians and songwriters and have us record a couple songs.
Is Evan the one that's got our old Marlin Steel?
Okay. Yep.
That Kevin Loudon helped fix up for us. Thanks. Yep. Thank you, Kevin. So.
Well, that's right. We're in Kevin's neighborhood around here, kind of, aren't we?
Yep. I talked to him this week. Kevin actually just, I think he got himself a different steel. He got a nice little MSA red one and saw a picture. Looks like a dandy, so.
Nice.
But
I'm always intrigued by the steel. I don't know anything about it, and I think that adds to the intrigue of it. All the little gadgets and...
Just pedals and knee levers. Yeah,
I can never have a lot of gear if there's a steel around because I watch them actually put it together. And
I was going to ask you, like, is there things that you're... Everybody's got a different way that we're trying to do our music with everything that's going on, but have you got stuff that you're currently doing? And when you go out, do you go out as a single, or what do you throw a group together?
Yeah. I've only played... maybe 3 or 4 shows last year, and all as a single.
Okay.
I think the last time I played as a group was
CD release?
My CD release in December of last year.
2019.
Yeah, 2019. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I forget. Yeah. That was
that the time when you guys practiced in our garage up there?
It was. We were nice enough to let us practice in the garage.
That was fun. That was fun.
It was.
So.
But other than that, I've been doing some live streaming. I did a lot of that last year when the COVID first started. It was something to do, keep me sane, and I started it up again this winter. I didn't do much during the summer, to be quite honest.
So then you just record it to a show, and then is there a certain website that people can go to see that, or how?
Well,
how does that work?
I have a system set up where I can stream it to several different places. I stream it to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
YouTube, Facebook, and also a place called Sessions Live. I think I might stream it to Periscope as well. I don't know, just send it to all of them. So I think those are the four that I have set up. So it might end up on Twitter, because I think Periscope is going away. So I don't go on the Twitter that too much for music stuff.
Well, we were sure impressed when you set up your took your phone, and you've got a big microphone set up on there, and you're recording tonight what we got going too, in addition to what Bob's recording here at the station. So
yeah,
I guess we call this a double recording then in the business.
Do we have to sign some waivers?
That's great. Well, why don't you sing us another song, Chad?
Well, what's next on the list there?
Oh, let's see. What did we have?
How about Highway 63?
Or Rambler's Soul or old movies, any of those?
Okay, let's do Rambler's Soul.
Okay.
It's in the key of G.
Yep.
And I originally wrote this one in straight G, and I just didn't like something about it, and trying to learn another song, and I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. So then I keep this tune down a full step a lot, so it's still in G, but I just like the sound of the A strumming a lot better, picking a little bit different finger picking pattern. So that's how that came about.
Cool.
Because of
don't ask me to tune your guitar if you got it.
No, you gotta use the tuner.
Yeah.
But this one goes out to my friend DJ. I wrote it for him. Nightfall comes, the rain is calling. This old six string fills my home. That's what they call it. This hotel room alone. If tomorrow's better weather, one day soon I'm back to you. But I do just like they tell me. It's like I always do. While I'm stuck here in these mountains with my aching back and feet, think about the lies they told us, how much I need sleep. If I make it back to you, see him, I'm sure to shake his hand. Give me. All look the same.
people, different faces. Hope to never see again. If tomorrow's better weather, turn back to you. But I do just like they tell me. It's like I always do. While I'm stuck here in these mountains, with my aching back and feet, think about the lies they told us, how much I need sleep. If I make it back to see him, I'm sure to shake his hand. Tell him please forgive me. Never come back. Because time might ease Rambler's soul. There ain't much time left here. Roads might lead back to you, but I'm not sure that you'll be home. Them roads might lead back to you, but I'm not sure that you'll be home.
That's a keeper.
I like that steal. I keep getting lost in listening to it. Losing my spot.
Boy, that finger picking you're doing in there too. It's, I think your songs are neat the way your chords are, and then sometimes it's not always basic structure where, like, when you hold the D a little bit longer, but it makes sense the way you do it. So
yeah, it's always difficult. You can't just throw this on people a lot of times just because it's a little half a measure late on that one or something strange.
Yeah,
but it's Ethan and I were talking about Brent Cobb, and I was going to play a song, and I just couldn't get it right, and it's because of those little glitches in there, or those little things that kind of make the music interesting.
Really, yep, that's a good way to put it.
And you don't notice why it's, you don't understand it. But it's there somehow until you play it. Then you understand.
That's good. I was looking at your CD here. Where did, no, did you say, where did you record this at?
We recorded this up in, up at Ryan Roush's studio up in Washburn called the Weight Room. And I don't know, last...
It's a state-of-the-art studio in his basement that... He remodeled the entire basement specifically to be a studio. It's really? A really cool live room with its own isolation rooms off of it, mm-hmm. where Chad would sing acoustic, yeah. Play acoustic and sing, and then out in the live room, Adam from the Rattlenecks and I would track the bass and drums and
yeah, we tracked all room. We tracked those three parts, well, four parts live.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was fun. I thought it came out way better than I could have expected when we were going in. I didn't really know what to expect. But
the guitar player playing a lot, bunch of that lead on there is... I can hear some Vince Gill licks in there. They're really neat.
He's incredible. That's Stephen James Carlson, and he's from Duluth originally, or the Duluth area. And now he lives down in Austin. Last I've heard, I haven't talked to him in a while. He might be back up. Who knows? That's what's been going on. But his plan was to come up last summer, and I don't know if he actually did or not. But, yeah, he's incredible. And Ryan brought him in. He's friends with Ryan. And Ryan goes, hey, this guy Steve's coming in. You want him to play guitar on your album? And I'm like, okay. I trust you. Sometimes you have to trust people, you know?
Yeah. That's... The more you, through all the years of playing with so many players, and like just like you say, you get to know somebody. If you need somebody to fill in, and if you've known them for a long time, and they say this guy can cover whatever you need, and
mm-hmm. you have to trust it.
Yep, yep. Well, Ethan, would you like to sing a song for the folks?
Sure, I'll give one a try.
Which one are we doing first?
This one's called Wild and Blue. It's actually a song I discovered on a band called the Steel Woods' first record. But John Anderson and Hank Jr. have both done it before, too. But it's going to be
closer. Same song I woke up at 2:30 this morning going over and over in my head.
You know it's a good song when it when it wakes you up in the middle of the night and you're
really
singing
gets
it.
Stuck in there. Side note, the guitar player of this band just passed away.
Yeah, I saw that. His nickname was Rowdy.
Yeah.
Just passed away a couple weeks ago, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. He played guitar in another band, too.
But he's written with Brent Cobb, too.
Yeah. Did he play with Cody Jenks, maybe?
He could have.
I can't remember. Anyway.
But yeah, here's the closer to their version of Wild and Blue.
Good when we all end up in the same room when we're done.
It helps.
Yep. Now I'll probably have the same song going through my head at 2:30 in the morning when I wake up again last night.
Hopefully a few other people.
I hope I get a different one. I hope I get that one. Because seems like whatever song I'm listening to when I jump out of my car gets stuck in my head for days until I get back into my car. And lately that could be 3 or 4 days.
I was going to ask you, Chad, who played steel on your album? Probably says on here, do pedal steel.
Yeah,
Mike
Hazelman.
Hazelman,
I don't know why I couldn't remember that. Yeah, Mike lives in the cities. He's played in a bunch of bands around, but he's more known in the Twin Cities area. But he was playing with Kira Connors down here in a duo for a while. And I met him, and he was filling in with I think it was still the Porch Dogs at the time, possibly. It might have been Bare Bones. I can't remember. And he could play anything. He could play fiddle, guitar, steel. So seemed like a good person to bring in on the album.
Yep. It sounded great. I like the picture on the back of your album with this picture of Trigo. I don't know why my boss that retired a year ago or so, we always, if either of us is going through Trigo, I get a text from him, and he lets me know that he's going by the Trigo exit, or if I'm going by it, I'll text him and tell him the same thing. But he used to go up north a lot, but I like that picture on the back of the album. So, but maybe as long as you guys are singing, I'll try to see if I can sing one here quick too.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, thought we would try. I got a phone call last week from, we've talked about him before, but many years ago when I was 17 years old, that's a long time ago, when I used to play with a guy in the area called, at the time we called him Skip Spaulding, but it's now it's Reverend Dr. Stephen Spaulding. But this is one that he used to sing, and I thought, boy, that's a neat tune. We should try that on the radio show. But I think Johnny Russell had a pretty good hit with it. It's one called Catfish John. Just do that in the key of G. I'll kind of kick this first part off slow. Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'll always be there, walking in his footsteps in a sweet Delta dawn. Born a slave in the town of Vicksburg, traded for a chestnut mare. Lord, he never spoke in anger, though his load was hard to bear. Mom said, don't go near that river, don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'll always be there, walking in his footsteps in the sweet Delta dawn. Bob's been working with me, and I actually come in almost every day and help with the afternoon country show here. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. So if you're ever listening during the afternoon between 3 and 5 o'clock at the country afternoon show, you'll have to put up with my voice a few times helping to announce the songs, but it's been a, since I retired 7 weeks ago, it's been a nice transition to come and help Bob and Luann out, and even Joanne, my wife, has been coming in and helping once in a while, too, so I think her and our grandson Reese are listening tonight. We're watching Reese while our oldest grandson Lee ran into some trouble about a week ago, Ethan, was it? And he was getting sick and losing weight, and turns out a 7-year-old, and he's got type 1 diabetes, but at least they figured out what it is, and he's doing good, and he's a trooper, and Reese is helping him get through this, so we're going to be just fine. One other thing that Bob had me look at it here at the station, we're just starting to check into it, and we might try to come up with what's called a Song Farmers Music Chapter for us here in Amory, and it's going to be mainly for just local pickers, and it doesn't have to be people that play a lot. If somebody strums a guitar and sings a few songs, we might try to start doing something where maybe once a month we could get together here at the station, and they talk about singing on the front porch or whatever. So if there's any local little pickers out in the area that are interested, that maybe want to be a part of this, where, like I say, we're just in the starting, getting it going here to figure out what we can do or if we can do it. But if anybody's interested, just call the station and leave your name, and as we get things more closer to actually get it going. But that's something we're looking at here at the station. But enough talk, and I think we need to play some more music. Chad, you got some more music for us here?
I don't know. Do I? Well, Ed has the secret list over there. Just do what I'm told.
I've got Highway 64 written on here. It's Highway 63.
Yeah, it's not 64. Highway 63 goes from over by up by Ashland all the way down to Louisiana, believe it or not.
Really?
I did not realize that at the time. But I thought, I could do a Highway 63 tour, and then I thought, well, maybe not.
At least in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. If we'd make it through Wisconsin. It's a lot of taverns.
Yeah, there definitely is a lot of taverns in the state of Wisconsin, so.
This one's about girl that I saw on the side of the road that was upset at her boyfriend during a tubing trip on the Namekagon, and she was hitchhiking. So this is a little risque number.
Out there rides the broken, crying for the sinner in my bed. Said she ain't leaving yet. They may be muddy like her past, but she's not wearing any shoes. Said she left them with you. But someday all these fears gonna help her to be clean. Someday gonna help her to be clean. Cause I picked you up in Trigo, out on Highway 63. Well, I'd have some big decisions, she not writing them, I'm writing them. Not certain what they are. Next page is in pocket, but she ain't writing it just yet. Just need some time to sit. But someday all these fears gonna help to be clean. Someday gonna help to be clean. Cause I picked you up in Trigo out on Highway 63. Thank you. says she's leaving me just like she left you. Well, in them cabinets, she'll go to find herself the truth. Just like her mother told her she'd been destined to do.
Picking on the steel on that one. That was fun.
Yeah, it's. I'm not totally sure. You guys just keep them chords going, and I'll try to put something in there. So
that's really fun.
Yeah, it was with all the technology, and you talk about doing your shows 2-3 a week or whatever, and putting them on. Last summer we did something, or John and I did something at the Phoenix, and Ethan helped us out and did some recording, actually recorded it and did some stuff with the video too, and was able to sync it up, and there's something on YouTube, I guess, that if somebody wants to...
If you search Buffalo Ridge Music on YouTube, you'll be able to find there's their whole first set from that evening will be on there.
But yeah, it seemed like it's way over my head, Bob, but it yeah, it's fun.
It's one of those things that was kind of a necessary evil to learn, so I took a couple days because I had a couple days to learn how to do it.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's the way our whole musical world has changed, and we'll see what this summer brings. Hopefully that way back when things started and you heard some people say, oh, this might last 18 months, some of them people, unfortunately, might be right. But
yeah. But, seems like it. I remember... We were thinking June, we were all ready to go.
Yeah.
Ah, it's back on. And then June was just cancellation after cancellation. Last summer was pretty depressing.
It was.
Just that rolling month ahead of time, canceling all the shows.
Yeah. Okay, well, Ethan, you want to sing one more for us?
Sure.
Oh, is this that George Strait song I told Carl that you were going to maybe do?
Yeah, this one is... Well, write this down by George Strait.
And Carl told me, he says, now, if Ethan is going to do that, he said, now, something that Festus always used to tell us, you got a pretty good thing going here, now don't mess it up. But he would add a little more color to it when Festus would say that. But I know Carl's listening. I'm sure he's waiting to hear you do this one because he's a huge George Strait fan, and he's got that George Strait hat, you know, that he bought in San Antone.
I didn't bring mine to wear it while you sang this one tonight, unfortunately.
Okay. I'll quit talking so you can sing.
I can turn this if you want to look at the chords.
Sure.
Ready?
Yep.
Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you?
Like to say hi to a few folks when we do the live shows here, so I'll say hi to a few folks, and Ethan and Chad can both say hi to some folks too. But I'll say hi to my wife Joanne and Reese. They were listening tonight. Alan and our neighbors, Tad Late and his wife, and Darlene and the boys. Jim Bjorkman, and I heard that Jim's sister, maybe even down in Houston, is listening. Brian Jevning and Club 42 Cribbage Boys, Cactus Cousins, the Hun Yucks, Putz, he's usually listening. Edna, Greg Wheeler, I think Greg's listening tonight. And I know Buffalo Bob, I think, is listening. I know Mike is sitting down there, and maybe he's in Arizona sitting there. I can hear the ice in his glass kind of jiggling right now. Dale up in Fargo, he listens a lot. The Seawells, our neighbors that come up from the cities at the cabin there up by us. I think, like I said, Carl's listening tonight. And Mike wanted me to say hi to Rod Sather down in Richfield. But a lot of folks. Ethan, who did you want to say hi to?
Probably any of the Murthas down around Baldwin Woodville area. Might be listening, Justin or Johnny and their boys and everyone else down there. Don't have a whole lot, I guess.
You can't beat that list.
The list.
I know, Putz. I completely lost track after you said Putz. Who is Putz? We need to know more about this.
His real name is Warren Shortus. But, that's what, you like that one.
I don't
know. So, Chad, who would you like to say hi to?
Hi to my wife, Amanda, and LF, and daughter, LF. They're listening. I don't know who else might be listening, but thanks for listening. Maybe Mark Batchelor down in Texas is listening. He would be the one that I would assume would be listening right now, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
There could be all sorts of people, but my phone's up there recording. So
okay. I was going to ask you quick, too, Chad, by chance. I know a guy up, a good friend of mine, we work together, but he plays and goes out and does a single. Dan Shulo.
Oh, yeah.
Goes out to Shoestrings.
Yeah.
I know Dan real well, so.
Yeah, Dan, I met Dan through he worked with my cousin Paul at the technical school.
Okay, yep.
And then here we are. Yeah,
that's cool. Okay, world. So I wanted to ask you, that's cool.
I haven't seen him in a while, but.
Okay.
I think he's retired now.
Yeah, he'd done a couple of different things.
Well, I think he's a retired teacher, and then he went to WITC, and then he retired. He was painting a house the day I saw him, so I don't know if it was his house or
he told
he was
me
getting
this,
paid for
he
it.
He asked if I needed help staying in the cabin, our little cabin out of Cumberland there, and he starts throwing all these stain questions to me, and I didn't know what he was talking about. Anyway, so Why didn't you sing us another song, Chad?
What should we do next?
You got Old Movies, Heading Home, Rambler Soul. Did you do that?
Yeah, we did that one. Let's do Heading Home.
Okay.
And see how that goes with my voice. This one could fail miserably. We'll see.
Well, what's the worst they can do is give us a D-minus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. They can't really... Well, I guess they can shut the radio off, but the microphone's still running. Somebody will listen. Putz is listening. I want to meet Putz. This one is in what? B-flat?
Maybe? B-flat, yep.
Tonight, I'm here.
It's a dandy chair. Oh,
sorry about that. I made it, though.
I think we're getting some messages on the phone as we're doing these songs. I see Greg Wheeler, he's listening to this stuff, and
he's probably telling us to pick it up.
No, everybody's enjoying it, so... wanted to just say, is there anywhere where folks can catch your music at all, Chad?
Nowhere. I don't have anything scheduled right now, but you can, if you want to check out the CD, you can go on Amazon. If you're into streaming music, you can go pretty much anywhere and find it.
So just look for Chad Costner, Highway 63.
Mm-hmm.
Or Wisconsin 63. So it's a great CD, and we can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much for having me, Ed. And then Bob. So. And Ethan. And it's Ethan's fault.
Thanks, Ethan. And thanks, everybody that's out there listening. And so it's great to get back in here and do a live show again. And hopefully we'll be back here in a month doing another live one. But listen, every Thursday night at 7 o'clock on WPCA 93.1. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, everybody.